Ron, I guess the question everyone wants answered is, in what ways, if any, has the church in America become a lukewarm modern-day Laodicea? And can we take the condition of today's church as a sign that we're living in the last days?
Brian, I don't think there's any question that the church in America has become lukewarm. I'm not speaking about any particular church or any particular denomination. There are many great churches all over this country. And a lot of Christian men and women who are anything but lukewarm, they're very passionate about following Jesus. But taken on the whole, the church in America has in many ways allowed itself to be spiritually emasculated. There's a more tolerant view of sin than there once was. The culture has slowly and steadily numbed our collective senses. This is happening through the media or public policy or even social pressure. We can look simply a generation ago to the early 1960s when God and the Bible were taken out of the public schools. And from that day to this day, it's been a slow, steady moral decline in America. It seems that in general, the church has softened its position on so many hot-button issues about which we used to be passionate and uncompromising. Now, does this mean we're living in the last days? Well, we could be. Remember, the church at Laodicea was just one of many real churches in the first century, whereas what we see now is beginning to be far more widespread. It's very possible that we're nearing the end. Plenty of signs to point to it. But the more important question is this: whether we're nearing the end or not, how shall we live in the meantime?